Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Slats. Happy Cup Day, mate.
Yeah, same to you, mate. There's been a little bit of drizzle. It's now gone. That is Melbourne. And I think we'll be right for the day, mate. But the Cup prize money to be lifted the Everest is also going up to $13
million. Yeah, a bit of news around prize money for a couple of the richest races in Australia over the last 24 hours. I did a bit of an interview with the VRC chairman, Amanda Elliott, on the weekend, and without 100% confirming it. She strongly suggested that the Melbourne Cup prize money will be on the increase next year. I think, well, from memory, I don't think it's had a prize money increase since 2010, so it's sort of been stuck at around that $6 million mark for a good 7 or 8 years now. So obviously with Emirates having their last year as naming rights sponsors for the Melbourne Cup this year, there's going to be a few changes around the race that stops the nation, and it will be increasing its prize money. I'd imagine to the vicinity of $7 to $8 million in 2018, and then reports started emerging last night that the Everest prize money is going to be on the rise as well, upwards of $13 million next year in 2018. And Racing New South Wales and the ATC have always said that any extra revenue they earn from the inaugural running of the Everest through wagering, turnover and whatever else will be put straight back into the race. So, yeah, it's amazing to think they have a $13 million race in Sydney next year and a Melbourne Cup, which could be worth, you know, upwards of $8 million as well.
Yeah, Adam, I remember Peter Volandis joining us on the Monday after the Everest, and I think the success of the Everest and the turnover of the Everest and the interest in the Everest blew everybody away, even the most optimistic person regarding. He said, don't worry, next year it could be worth even more. And we thought, oh, yeah, you know, that's what they say. That's significant, though, $13
million. It is. And the thing to keep in mind, TK, is that this year, basically, the spot holders of the first three runners across the line were the only ones that had any chance of making a profit from their $600,000 investment in year one. So, obviously, with the prize money going up next year, you'd hope that number of spot holders who can actually get a return on their $600,000 outlay each year might go up. It might be the first five or six across the line that can potentially turn a profit or at least minimise the losses for those that don't run in the top six. So, yeah, good news all around.
We've had an email here. I was talking about the call of the card earlier. What is the call of the card? Well, the call of the card traditionally is when the rails bookies used to stand up there, Adam, and they'd, you know, bring on all comers. And Lloyd Williams at Star used to be the biggest punter. I don't think he punts at all anymore, right? But I think he used to be the biggest punter there, investing millions and millions and millions, and it was quite spectacular. It's not quite the same, but we do get a new market after the call of the card.
Yeah, we do, TK, and obviously it's nowhere near as frenetic as what it used to be, say, 10, 15, 20 years ago, the call of the card. Probably not as many bigger punters in the room anymore, and bookies are not risking horses to lose and their liabilities as much as what they used to. But it still can be a bit of an indication of where the money's going to flow in the 24 hours before the Cup. And yesterday was quite interesting that the four bookmakers who were fielding there completely wanted to not lay the favourite Marmello at all. They offered $8.50 top odds only for small bettors, it must be said. Then the price was quickly shaved to $8. A couple of the horses at longer prices that were back. Single Gaze was quite spectacularly back there at one stage as well. She went up $51. It was a bet. Someone tried to get set to win $1 million, got shaved back to win $250,000. And then there's another bet straight after that, $10,000 at 51 to win $500,000. So she is the fairy tale horse in the race. Punters are warming to her as well, and it'd be amazing if she can win and take a fair bit of money out of the bookmakers' coffers, I'd imagine, in the next 24 hours or so.
All right. Who do you like today, mate?
I was once told by my colleague, Max Presnell Splat, there's only one tip that matters all year, son. He said it's the Melbourne Cup tip. So I like Marmello. I'm not as bullish as a lot of other people. I think it's a really wide-open Melbourne Cup this year. I just thought his Caulfield Cup run, which is too hard to ignore. My second selection is going to be Amelie Starr. I think she's the knockout at big odds here. I know she was a bit disappointing in the Caulfield Cup, ridden upside down. But if you go back to her Bart Cummings win when she easily beat Almandon, I think she's the blowout here with only a lightweight on her back. I've got to respect Almandon. He has to be somewhere in the numbers there. He's a proven two-miler. I think he can run a huge race with Frankie on board. And Max Dynamite's been the tip out of Werribee. Everyone wants to tell you how good he's going out there. He hasn't raced much lately. I think he can add some value to your first fours as well.
Absolutely. Emily Starr, Ben Mellum, just touched upon it too. Said he's petrified of so many of the horses, but Emily Starr is one of those horses, a lightweight chance that he is petrified of. So it's a nice little leg up there. It is so difficult. I was just doing my numbers there, and I said to Slats Adam, I've got it down to 11 at this stage. And you know the one you shed? You know the ones you keep shedding? They're the ones that come back to bite you on the backside. But we've all done that for a very, very long time. Adam, we thank you so much for your time. Good luck and enjoy Melbourne Cup Day.
Thanks, TK. Thanks, Les. Good luck today, boys.